We were not meant to be together. Written by Nook of Fantasy and read by Corey Cathonia. For the fandom of Star Wars The Clone Wars and the relationship of Cody / Obi-Wan Kenobi. With the additional tags of Angst with a Happy Ending and Alternate Universe Soulmates. The concept of soulmates wasn't new to Cody. Everybody has one. Not everybody finds theirs. This was what they were taught on Kamino. They had also mentioned that searching for their soulmate would not help them find them. When Cody had first seen Obi-Wan Kenobi, he had been sure that the man was his soulmate. He couldn't take his eyes off of him. But now, nearly 3 years later, Cody wasn't so sure anymore. He knew of some votive that had found their soulmate, Boyle and Waxer, for example, or Bly and General Secura. He also knew about General Skywalker and Senator Amidala. Their relationship was not as secret as General Skywalker probably thought. Of course, after they had found out, Cody had asked Waxer and Boyle how they knew. This was something that was never taught to them. How would you know you found your soulmate? Both had, on the separate occasions on which they were asked, answered that he'd know by touching his soulmate, no matter how. A handshake, a brushing of shoulders, stumbling and falling on top of them, the likes. Which led Cody back to knowing Obi-Wan was not his soulmate. They had touched before, obviously, and nothing had happened. No sparks, no feeling of rightness settling into his body, nothing. Of course, he was hyper aware of where his general was at all times, but that was just because that was what he was trained to do, right? At the same time, on the other side of their ship, Obi-Wan Kenobi was having the exact same thoughts. He had started to fall for Cody the moment he had laid eyes on his new commander, and his feelings were only growing with time. He had been taught about soulmates when he hadn't even been a Padawan yet, how touching them for the first time would be like something settling into place in him, while fireworks went off simultaneously. At the time, he hadn't understood how something like that was possible, but he'd seen it happen multiple times. The first time he'd really noticed was when Anakin met Padme after not seeing her for 10 years. Anakin had helped her up after the night of the assassination attempt, and Obi-Wan heard their quiet gasps while he felt their happiness and disbelief. However, he hadn't had time to focus on it, as in the next moment he was leaping out of the window to catch the droid that would lead them to the assassin. Now, as he was sitting in his quarters that also served as a private office, his thoughts wandered through the moments with his commander. They had touched multiple times. Hands on shoulders after a battle, fingers brushing against each other when passing flimsy or drinks, leaning on each other when one of them was tired or injured. There was definitely no way Cody was a soulmate, and it nearly made Obi-Wan cry now that he thought more about it. In the past, with Satine, they had known they weren't soulmates, but they had also known that they wouldn't last, so it hadn't mattered too much. But now? This was pretty much torture. He saw Cody every day, had to work with him closely so they could win this war and get as many of their men out alive as they possibly could. He had to watch him run off into the battlefield, and he couldn't always join him. couldn't always make sure he was protecting him. There was no knowing whether Cody would make it out alive, whether Obi-Wan himself would. All the while, he was irrevocably in love with the man. After having spent so much time flirting with people, Obi-Wan knew what tells to look for. He knew flirting with him made his commander flustered, and no matter how subtle Cody was, Obi-Wan noticed the stares directed his way. He knew that his commander admired him, and he was hoping it was as more than a general, or even a friend. And despite knowing that they weren't soulmates, despite knowing that they could never be together for real, Obi-Wan kept flirting with his commander, and Cody had started flirting back. Despite the rocky start, he had gotten better at it over the past few months. And now, more often than not, Obi-Wan was the one who ended up more flustered. It was after one such instance, as Cody watched his general walk off, as calm as he could while his cheeks were flushed and his ears were pretty much burning, that he couldn't take it anymore. He knew that one day, when either of them inevitably found their soulmate, what they had would break. But he didn't care. Until that day came, he had to be with his general. He had to confess to him, even if he faced rejection. So, as usual, he followed Obi-Wan into their shared office, created for ease of flimsy work, mainly so they could just talk about the reports instead of having to send them back and forth or walk all the way through the ship. So far, so good. Now, he just had to not show how nervous he was until the majority of the work was done. He hoped Obi-Wan wouldn't see the more frequent than usual glances Cody stuck at him, or feel how he hesitated every time he was about to say something. And when asked whether he was all right, immediately changed the topic. This was, of course, not the case, and the Jedi definitely noticed after the third bad excuse about trouble with a report. But he was gracious enough to let him be. For now, at least. This wouldn't last forever, though, and Cody knew that, come the end of the day, he would be confronted. He didn't know why, but he had a feeling if he kept quiet then, he would never get another chance. That thought scared him, so as a distraction, he let his eyes and mind wander to the man across from him again. His thoughts lingered on the man's hair, how it shone when the sun hit it just right, how it blew gently in the wind while never they were planet-side. He thought about how it wouldn't even stay still when they were on the Negotiator, moving with the recycled air blowing through the ship at all times. How badly did Cody want to card his fingers through the strands, feel their softness while the two of them lay close, relaxing in their free time. Maybe even after the war was over, they could... There was no point in thinking about that now. And Cody pulled himself out of faraway fantasy. Before he could come back to reality fully, his thoughts pulled him towards Obi-Wan's eyes, bright and blue. They were the most beautiful shade Cody had ever seen, and he would love nothing better than to stare into them all day. The way he liked them best was when Obi-Wan was smiling. They seemed to brighten even more, if that was even possible, as the skin around them wrinkled into the prettiest pattern imaginable. Through the haze of his thoughts, he could barely make out the voice calling to him. That voice. The most exquisite voice to ever grace Cody's ears, in his humble opinion. He could get lost in the sound of it any day, spend hours doing nothing but listen to Obi-Wan talk. Cody, are you all right? When the words registered in his brain, Cody looked up and stared right into the concerned face of his general. You were spacing out a lot. Is everything okay? Cody just nodded silently, averting his gaze. How had he gotten so preoccupied with his thoughts that he hadn't noticed Obi-Wan asking for his attention? Are you sure? You have been distracted all day, and I'm worried. Of course he noticed. Of course he said something. Obi-Wan was a Jedi, and Cody was lucky that he couldn't read his mind. Yes, sir. Everything is all right. I don't know how to say it. Cody cut himself off from his rambling. He was a Marshal Commander of the Republic's army, for Maker's sake. He didn't stutter over his words. Obi-Wan seemed to have taken notice of his pause and hesitation. If you do not wish to tell me, it's fine. Just say the word. This was not the direction Cody wanted this conversation to go. He remembered the feeling from before and realized that this was now or never. Either he confessed his feelings or they would never see the light of day. He didn't even know why he was so certain of this, but there was no time to go down that train of thought. No, he blurted out. No, that's not it. I just... Cody barely suppressed a sigh. Permission to speak plainly, sir. Granted. Cody, what's going on? If Obi-Wan hadn't been apprehensive before, he definitely was now. Cody rarely asked for permission when they were in private, in their office. There was usually no need unless it was something really serious, something incredibly bad having happened. Naturally, Obi-Wan granted it, still hating even having to do it just as much as he had when the war had only started, if not more. That, paired with the distraction and excuses all day, set alarm bells ringing in his head, concern for his commander steadily growing. I'm sorry, sir, but I have to tell you now. Am I correct in thinking you know about soulmates? Yes, you are. It is a concept taught to every youngling in the temple. Had Cody found his soulmate? It would explain why he was so distracted and lost in his thoughts. Perhaps he had been contemplating whether he should let Obi-Wan know that he had found someone, or if he should rather keep it a secret. Through the bitter sting of pain, the realization that nothing would ever happen between them now brought, there was a flicker of happiness about the fact that Cody trusted him enough with this secret. For a secret, it would undoubtedly have to remain. Normal troopers having relationships was already frowned upon. There was no telling what would happen if someone found out a commander was dating. And you are also aware how people find their soulmates. Obi-Wan nodded. What was his commander playing at? What was he planning? Then you are also aware that the two of us are not soulmates, correct? However, Cody took a deep breath. Now or never, he reminded himself. I have not yet found my soulmate, and I think I am correct to assume that you haven't either, sir. Is that right? This was the one thing he did not know for certain. He considered his general and himself close enough that the Jedi would tell him if he was with someone, even just so Cody could cover for them. But he was never entirely sure whether the Jedi would trust anyone with that knowledge, even if he and Cody spent most of their days together. On the other hand, because they spent that much time together, the commander didn't know where the other man even had time for a relationship, and it was improbable for him to have found someone and keep it a secret. So the most likely point was that he had not found his soulmate yet either. "You are correct, yes," Cody hummed to himself at the confirmation of his thoughts. Obi-Wan nearly breathed a sigh of relief. So Cody hadn't found his soulmate yet. And while the first part was true, there was now one giant question. Where are you going with this, Cody? Under normal circumstances, he would have called the other man any type of endearment, like he usually did. But this was different. This was serious, and whatever was going on here, Obi-Wan didn't want to ruin it. Over the past few months, something has become apparent to me. We might not be soulmates, but what I feel for you is no longer strictly platonic. Obi-Wan nearly gasped. Was this going where he thought it was going? I don't know if it ever was, to be honest, but now it is clear to me. I love you, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and I would be honored if you agreed to be mine, even just until one of us finds their soulmate. Now, Obi-Wan did gasp. Cody returned his feelings. The man who he'd been dreaming of ever since meeting him felt the same. Tears welled up in his eyes. Soulmates be damned. This was the man the Jedi wanted to be with for the rest of his life. If he agreed now, nothing would be able to break them apart. He knew it was just wishful thinking, but in this moment, it felt true. As he stood there, Obi-Wan realized that Cody was still waiting for an answer. He took a deep breath, looked into those warm chocolate eyes, and smiled. I would love to be yours, if you would be mine. I love you too, Cody. Now, Cody looked as close to tears as he was. He reached out, his hand settling on Obi-Wan's face, thumb stroking his cheek. A tear slipped out of the Jedi's eyes, as still, after all this time, nothing happened. Cody leaned in, his eyes asking the question just seconds before his mouth formed the words. May I kiss you, Obi-Wan? And what could Obi-Wan do but nod at that? He had barely breathed out his confirmation when he felt his commander's lips on his. And then it happened. His skin lit up as if a million fireworks lit up at once, and he felt his heart speed up and then settle into his chest in a way it never had before. He pulled back with a sharp gasp and saw the wonder he knew was in his eyes reflected in Cody's loving gaze. But there was also a question. Why now? This was clearly the feeling of a soulmate's first touch. But how had this happened only now? Almost at the same time, their eyes fell to Cody's hand, still on Obi-Wan's cheek, where there still wasn't any tingly feeling. And the answer became apparent instantly. The gloves. All this time, Cody had been wearing gloves. Glancing at his own hands on the commander's arms, Obi-Wan noticed his own gloves. He pulled back further, hurriedly taking them off before he also cupped the other man's face. There it was. That slight tingly feeling that had settled on Obi-Wan's lips after the first seconds of the kiss. Cody still stared at him in wonder. He seemed to come back to reality for just a moment, barely long enough to pull off his own gloves and placed his hand back where it was. The other moved to Obi-Wan's neck, leaving a trail of warmth in his wake as he pulled him closer once again. This time, Obi-Wan could taste salt on his lips. He didn't know which one of them had started crying first, but it didn't matter. They pulled apart for air, and Obi-Wan pulled Cody into an embrace as the knowledge finally settled in him. Cody was his soulmate. He had finally found his one and only in the man he had been in love with anyway. They would never have to be parted. Not now. Not after they had found each other. As he thought back to all the times they had touched before, one thing stuck out to him that, in hindsight, was very obvious. They had always been fully clothed, Cody even wearing his bucket most of the time. At the realization that their first kiss was simultaneously the first time they touched, he couldn't help but laugh. It was wet and muffled into Cody's neck. But when Cody's own laughter joined him, the other having come to the same conclusion, it was perfect. They would have a lot to talk about, organize their relationship around the war, and they still had their reports stacked up on their desks. But right then and there, none of that mattered. The end.